USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. may run out of cash if Congress doesn't act soon.
Friday's report by the Congressional Budget Office says there's a significant risk the country could default on its debt in early June without an increase of the debt ceiling, something that Democrats and Republicans are at odds over. The agency did not mention a date when the U.S. would run out of money. House Republicans are demanding steep cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the borrowing limit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Two top Republicans are visiting Iowa today, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Trump will be holding a rally in Des Moines while DeSantis will speak at a GOP fundraiser in Cedar Rapids. Polls show Trump and DeSantis are the front runners for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, although DeSantis has yet to declare his candidacy. More severe weather is heading for the Plains states today. The National Weather Service is reporting that storms containing large hail, damaging winds, and even tornadoes are possible across Iowa and Illinois. The storms come just a day after 34 tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. President Biden is delivering the commencement address at Howard University today, telling graduates,
"We're living through one of the most consequential moments in our history, with fundamental questions at stake for our nation. Who are we? What do we stand for? What do we believe? Who will we be?"
Biden also reminded the graduates that he tapped one of their own, Kamala Harris, to become the first black vice president. A Texas man allegedly killed his girlfriend after finding out she went to another state to have an abortion. 22-year-old Harold Thompson shot and killed 26-year-old Gabriela Gonzalez in a parking lot. Thompson has been arrested on murder charges. Nearly all abortions are banned in Texas. And today is Stamp Out Hunger Day, the annual food drive run by the U.S. Post Office. To take part, just leave a bag of non-perishable food by your mailbox. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Thousands of members of the Writers Guild are picketing outside Southern California studios today as the writer's strike is now in day 12. Pickets will take place at Universal Studios, the Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank, and Paramount Studios in Hollywood. Writers are looking for better pay in the streaming era and guarantees they won't be replaced by artificial intelligence. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says claims that border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border are just false.
Migrants who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be quickly removed, just like 1.4 million migrants who were expelled last year alone. So that's the truth.
She said the Biden administration is using every tool it has to deal with the surge of migrants in a humane and orderly way. There's been a big payout to a woman who developed brain cancer from smoking.
Philip Morris USA has been ordered to pay $37 million to a Massachusetts woman who got sick from smoking Marlboro Light cigarettes. The state Supreme Judicial Court ruled that Philip Morris falsely claimed that the Lights brand was safer than the stronger Marlboro Red cigarettes. The court agreed with Patricia Walsh Green that she may have quit smoking sooner if Philip Morris had not advertised Marlboro Lights as a healthier product. A judge announced after the verdict that Philip Morris has also violated consumer protection laws. I'm Skip Kelly.
And the Mega Millions jackpot will continue to grow. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing, so Tuesday's jackpot will be worth $113 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.